Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig, and everybody back in Lorain County. It's a great morning out here in Goodyear, Arizona. It is day one of Wahoo Week here on AM 930 WEOL. And as you said, his enthusiasm, his energy is infectious. It's 6:37 in the morning out here in Goodyear. And boy, Bob DiBiasio, you're just running on full steam. You're clicking on all eight cylinders.
Yeah, that's what sugar donuts will do for you, baby. Hello, boys back home. Getting ready to hook up with those two again for our weekly segments. Can't wait to start that. And Big Tim here in Arizona, welcome again. And as you've started talking with a few of the people, you can get the sense of the excitement and the confidence that this baseball team has that we're going to challenge for a divisional title. And if we don't play baseball in October, we'll be awfully disappointed.
And it's interesting, Bob, because not only can you feel it here in the facility, of course, we had dinner last night, everybody talking about the high expectations with this team. But nationally, I mean, there's guys, you know, ESPN and Fox and the like that are saying, watch this Indians baseball team.
Well, they are. We've gotten a lot of wonderful press nationally. And it's funny because people say, well, how come the local guys aren't nearly as excitable about this baseball team as the national guys are? And I think that's a case where when you watch somebody so closely, you see the warts. And so therefore you think the other team is going to be a little bit better because you don't only get to see them three or four times at games at a time, and you're not really in tune to the things that are really bad with that ball club. The national guys look at all that from a big general point of view, and so I think they look at us and they see that we have a pretty darn good pitching staff that's real young, that can only get better, a real dominant bullpen. Obviously, we've talked about it. And it'll be a focus of this entire spring training is the defense. We need to improve the defense. It'll be a focus of how we go about starting tomorrow when the position players are joining pitchers and catchers out on the field for the first full squad workout. That defense is going to be a real focus of this spring training, and we can – you know, there's different ways to beat people. Like the teams of the 90s just outclubbed everybody, even though we led the league in ERA that year as well. But they really outclubbed everybody. This team, we're going to outpitch people, and so we need to catch the ball and help our pitchers. Don't give out, you know, more than three outs an inning, things of that nature. Just good, play good fundamental baseball, and we're going to put a lot of smiles on faces throughout the summer.
Bob, for as many years as you've been around the game, there's always something special, something unique about spring training, especially when you're coming off a horrible winter in Northeast Ohio. But are they all the same to you, or does every spring training bring a unique twist?
No, every spring training and every season, that's the thing that gets you going. This is my 37th season in Major League Baseball, 36th with the Tribe, actually 35th spring training with the Indians, 36th in my career. And all of them give you the goosebumps when you get started because you know what's about to come is this wonderful story line that is just unknown. And that I think that's the beauty of what our game is. We know we're going to be at spring training in mid-February. We know the season will start in April. We'll play 162 games in 180 days. But the storylines that unfold throughout that entire period of time, who knows? And that's where all the excitement comes from, especially when you sit back and you know that we have a team that is very stable. The roster is committed to one another with multi-year deals. We've had back-to-back winning seasons, so you get that extra bounce in your step when you know you're going to be a good baseball team, obviously.
Well, it's interesting that you say there's always something unique, there's something different, because I want to hearken back to our dinner last night at Raul and Teresa's, where, of course, we all just gorged ourselves on Mexican food. There's their free plug. If you're out in Goodyear, check out Raul and Teresa's. But you were actually telling all of us that gathered there last night about something that you had never seen.
The ragball.
Yeah, yeah. Ragball. Tell our listeners about this. What a unique, kind of neat drill that the guys went through.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before. It's the modern version of pepper. Everybody knows the game of pepper where four guys would be in a line and you'd throw a ball to a guy who would hit it and do one hoppers to people. So it just helps the reflexes, that hand-eye coordination.
Yep.
But the way our guys did it with the pitchers and catchers, or with the pitchers, they line up guys that, if you can visualize, you're back to the backstop. You're only a few feet in front of the backstop. And two coaches are at home plate, so they're hitting towards the backstop with these rag balls, which are softer balls. So if it hits off a shin or an arm or something, it doesn't hurt and it doesn't impact the guy. You don't want to get anybody hurt on the, during a pitching fielding practice. But they were just smashing one hoppers to the guy. And the guys were having so much fun with it. And that's what I think was cool. It breaks the monotony of the pitcher's fielding practice and just helps that hand-eye coordination for that one-hop smash back to the mound. Just a really cool, fun drill. And again, when you can get players who are hooting and hollering and having fun in practice, that really builds that that spirit that you're looking for.
I'm telling you right now, there's about 8, 10, 12 high school baseball coaches listening right now because they have the day off from school going, I'm going to remember that drill. That's a pretty cool drill.
The one drill that, if there are coaches out there, there's a drill that Omar Vizquel used to do. He'd get on his knees, put his right hand behind his back, okay?
Throwing
and he'd
hand.
Be upright. Yeah, his throwing hand behind his back. So he had his glove, and there was a little bucket. And the coach would either hit or throw one hoppers at him. So that he'd get that glove hand just going on the right side, left side, right side, left side.
Really?
And his bare hand, throwing hand, was always, you know, so he didn't get any of the fingers messed up, always behind his back. He'd catch it, drop it in a bucket, catch it, drop it in the bucket. It was a heck of a drill. Again, for middle infielders, third, you know, get that hands, those quick hands, is what you're looking for from an infielder, and especially those one-hop smashes that you got to have that good soft hands and the good reaction. So that's why ragball I thought was a really cool thing, because, again, it's another way of just putting the mindset going in this camp that defense is vitally important.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking with Bobby DiBiasio from the Cleveland Indians all year long. You'll hear him with Craig and Bruce on AM 930 WEOL during their morning show. But, guys, your opportunity to get your first question in for 2015 before we let Bobby D depart. And Corey Kluber will join us here in a few minutes.
You really want to get my first question in. Well, I had two,
sure,
to choose. You mentioned Omar Vizquel. By the way, I saw Omar over this weekend on Say Yes to the Dress on TLC. Apparently, he got recently remarried, and he was the groom,
yep,
on a woman show selecting her dress. So I just thought I'd throw that out there as well.
And I'm sure if he got married again, that the outfit that he wore was pretty spectacular.
Right. There's a whole separate show built around that as well.
Yes.
But what do they pack in these trucks they're taking from Progressive Field to Goodyear, Arizona? Why don't you have
everything.
Two of everything? Why can't you just leave something in Goodyear?
Well, we not everybody has two sets of golf clubs. That's first and foremost one of the most important things. But obviously, you know, all the different uniforms and
those rag balls too, probably.
Yeah, and the rag balls and all the things that you need. You know, guys are living here for almost 2 months, so you put some personal items on the trucks as well. But you know, we'll have 200 athletes here starting in the early part of March when all the minor leaguers get here. Not a lot of people think about that. That, you know, they only really focus in that there's a major league team here, but it's all of our athletes are here, and that takes an awful lot of equipment to take care of 200 baseball players. Huh?
How did the golf clubs work
right
out yet? For you?
Good. Yeah, right. Good. The only part is, you know, you get the game in A form, and then you get back home and you can't play in April. Yeah, so then it goes back to its normal inconsistent play. So, but looking forward to you chatting with you boys when we figure out when day one comes of, you know, our weekly thing. So we'll have some fun all summer.
Guys, Bobby D, I'm sure we'll hear from him again before Wahoo Week concludes on Friday, but always a pleasure, my friend, and again
to
you and the Indians organization. Yeah. Thanks so much for
welcome,
having us.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bobby DiBiasio joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage, and again, all of the interviews all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.